Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Hello, welcome to Authority Grace. I am Prophetess Demetria, where we believe in great grace. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, today I want to make a few announcements before we get started. I would like to say that if you would like to reach us, our P.O. Box is Authority Grace, P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Again, that is P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Also, I would like to say that Authority Grace is being brought to you by Styles by J. Her number is 909-678-0087. She's in Ontario, California at Classic Touch. You can reach her at 909-678-0087. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome. I see Elise is here. Amen. Welcome to Authority Grace. Amen. Where we believe in great grace. My message today, we're just going to talk about some good stuff. Amen. I want to talk about faith. Faith. We all know that we got to have faith. It's our assurance. Amen. Grace is our assurance to know that when great grace is involved, that is that unmerited faith that's given to us by God. Amen. And I know that you all are listening. Amen. And so I want to go with the scripture. I want to start with the scripture in 2 Chronicles 20:20. And 2 Chronicles 20:20, the reason why I want to bring that in, because, you know, we have to have the assurance. Amen. None of this works if we don't have the assurance. You have to have the assurance to know that God is working it out for you. And that's what faith is. You are assured that God is moving on your behalf. Amen. So if you come with me to 2 Chronicles 20:20, and it's going here, it says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Amen. So we know that we have to believe. When we're walking by faith and not by sight, that's an automatic part to believe. Amen. That's your cue. Amen. You have to believe. The way you believe, you operate in faith. He gave us that measure of faith. Amen. 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 He gave us that measure of faith. And I'm excited because it's a fundamental. It's part of the fundamental duties that we operate in faith. Amen. And a lot of us say, "Oh, I have the faith. I believe." Well, remember on the last time we were here, amen, which I think was August the 3rd, and we were talking about casting all the care. And when we talk about casting all our care upon him, that's faith, amen. That's a part of that faith. That's a part of that fundamental duty, amen, that when we cast all our care upon him, he careth for us. We know that he takes all the care. In other words, he takes it all from us. No need to worry. No need to fret, because he has us. Amen. And so faith is the assurance that when I cast all my care upon him, he's got it. I don't have to worry. I can go ahead on and do the things that I have been ordered to do. I don't have to look back. I don't have to worry. No fret. Amen. And it feels good. It feels good. It's a learning way, but it feels good to know that you don't have to worry, and you know that God carries you. Amen. And part of your fundamental duty to believe and knowing that when you pray, That's one of the duties. We have to pray. And we pray believing God. You know, Matthew 18 and 19, when he said, where there are two or more gathered, amen, he's in the midst, amen. And then we also go over into Matthew 21 and 22, when he said, if you ask me anything, believe it. See, we're talking about faith now. We're talking about that assurance, amen. We're talking about fundamental duties, and these are fundamental duties that you have to have the faith. When you pray, you believe, amen. So why would you pray and not believe? Amen. You have to pray and believe what you're praying. And the way that I like to teach it is that believe what you're praying. Pray the scripture. Believe that scripture that you're praying, because that you're going through, there is a scripture for it. And remember, I said going through. You don't have to park there. Don't stand there. Don't stay there. You're going through it. Amen. And so as we go along praying, and we pray the prayer, we put the petition out there, amen, and as we have put that petition out there, we know that God's working it. So I'm not going to take it and carry it around with me in a bag. What's that in your bag? Oh, this is called worry. I'm stressing. What you stressing about? Oh, and then you start naming all the things that you're stressing about in this bag, amen. Don't carry it around. Give it to him. He'll bear it. Amen. He said that he'll bear it. That's what the Lord said. He said, if you cast all your care, that's in 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast all your care upon me. And we found out on the last visit that as we cast all our care upon him, it takes away the anxiety, right? So anxiety brings upon what? Worry. You get stressed out. You don't know which way to go. Some stress so bad it blinds you. Come away from that. Give it to God. Allow him to carry it. Allow him to bear it. Amen. Knowing that he can take care of it. He can fix it right now. And we know that when he fixes it, it's fixed. Amen. We have the faith to believe. If you get a bad report from the doctor, but you have the faith to believe that, that's what the doctor said, but what did God say? He's a healer, amen? Already you're healed, amen? You're not waiting to be healed. You're already healed. By his stripes, we were healed, amen? And so we have to continue to keep the faith to believe God, amen? And I want to share this with you. The main ingredient to every fundamental is love. The main ingredient to assurance is love. That love that God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That causes us to be able to love the unlovely. See, that love is the main ingredient, just like baking powder is to some bread, some homemade scratch bread. You have to have the baking powder for the bread to rise. Amen. In order for faith to work, you have to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. See. So let's read on here. I want to talk about the fundamental of faith. It's a duty. That prayer. Praying. Prayer. He said, and I'm going to read John 6:28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And go on to 6:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he have sent. Who was he talking about? He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about himself. Believe on him that I sent. Amen. He sent him who knew no sin to become sin for us for a moment. Amen. He just became sin for that quick moment. He rose again on the third day with new life in his hand. So we don't have to go through the process. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know you're there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's real. And my message to you, remember, I always say this during the broadcast, that I'm here to stir up the gift that's already in you. Amen. Today, I'm stirring up the gift of faith that's in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You have the power. You have the authority by the Holy Ghost. The gift is stirred in you to operate and by faith, walk in faith, amen, knowing that he has you, amen, and once he has you, he's not going to let go, amen. You know, he spoke the world into existence. He spoke, you know, for the earth and the water to separate from each other so we can have the sky and the earth, which is the firmament, right? And he spoke and it separated. Amen. That gave us the water, the ocean. But when he got ready to create man, he bent down and he breathed into us. All right. The breath of life. Amen. He bent down. We're special to him. Amen. And so that's the reason why it's important to take hold of the fundamentals, praying without ceasing. Does that mean that you have to, you say, Prophetess Demetra, do I have to be on my knees? Do I have to get on my face? Do I have to spend 12, 13 hours? I'm not telling you that you have to do that. I'm not telling you not to do that. What I'm telling you is pray without ceasing as you're moving throughout your day. You know, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, just continually pray. Let your prayer will continue to be turning. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your healing virtue. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, hallelujah, that you're moving in the situation that's at hand in my life. Amen. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving in this financial situation. You know, there's someone there that's believing God for a miracle, for the house to be paid off. Amen. All you got to do is believe. Trust God. Get in his word. Believe him. In Jeremiah 33:3 states, he, before we even ask him, he's already answered us. Amen. We serve a true and living God. Amen. All we do is show ourselves holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. Romans 12:1. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for this word. Amen. And I know that it's resting on your heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost gives me that assurance that it's resting on your heart, that you believe him, you trust him. Amen. There's someone there that just wants to know that they're loved. And I want you to know that God loves you. He is love. Amen. And remember that the main ingredient to all things that we speak about, remember, amen, that the love of God is shared abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Also remember that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Amen. Know that by faith. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I want to take you to James 1:5. And this is about the essential in prayer. how prayer is essential. Amen. Some of us say, oh, well, I pray. Yeah, I do that. No, but I'm talking about, do you have a relationship with Christ Jesus? That he misses you when you don't show up. Amen. And you start feeling that little unction. You're being pulled by the Holy Ghost, that spirit, to come in and pray. Amen. If you just give him 5 minutes and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you gave me this day. Amen. To be able to do it again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm excited about what God is doing. He said, if any of you, I'm reading James 1 and 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to you. Amen. All you got to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. You say, Prophet Demetria, how do I ask? Just lift your hands, raise your hands toward heaven and say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And I'm seeking you, Lord, for your wisdom and your understanding, Lord Jesus. And then put him in remembrance of his word. He said, if you ask. We have several times in the word of God where he said, just ask me. It's not hard. Just ask me. Lord, I need more wisdom. Lord, I need to be able to hear your voice so that the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Amen. Lord, I need to hear your voice so I won't allow the distractions to take over my life and cause me to stumble. Because we know that's what distractions do. Amen. Distractions take our mind off of him. And we turn towards whatever that thing is that's distracting us. Amen. And we forget that he has us. He'll lead, guide you into all truth. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Say, Lord, take all these distractions from me that I can hear your voice, that I can see your face. Hallelujah. That I can see the move of God taking place in my life. I don't want to see the distractions. Amen. It's just like when, you know, I'll tell you a story. I'm trying to write this book. I'm trying to finish it. Amen. And I have every distraction in the world that will come through to try to take my mind. When I sit down at this computer, I say, I'm going to bang out 2 chapters. Everything that could happen happens. It's like, oh, I need to do my hair before nightfall. I need to all kind of distractions come in. But I'm learning as I go. Distractions at every level are different. They're new. They don't look like they did when we were 15. A distraction, we didn't even pay attention to it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to. I got it. And you left behind you everything that you were doing. But as you get older and as things get more serious in your life, you don't want those distractions because distractions cause destruction. Amen. Destruction comes in a distraction. And the more serious the distraction, the more serious the destruction. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we know that we want to operate with love. We have the assurance through prayer, by faith, that we don't have to respond to the distractions. Amen. Because we know distractions are not of God. We know when a distraction comes, that's the enemy trying to take us off our trail, to knock us off track. I see her going to her victory. Amen. Let me jump in here. And back in the day, they used to say, let me throw a monkey in a wrench, and, you know, whatever that wrench was. Somebody can write me and tell me what the wrench was. Praise God. But that distraction come in and start adding curves and detours and throw you off track. Amen. So We want to make sure we stay on track. We want to make sure that we flow in the assurance that God gives us through prayer and supplication. And also knowing that prayer is our defense weapon. Amen. Prayer shields us. Amen. We're shielded when we pray. We get in prayer. That's in that secret place. How many of you know about the secret place? Hallelujah. Of the Most High God. That's where you can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. You'll be hidden. He said he'll be your shield and your buckler. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10 talks about it. Putting on the whole armor of God. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to put my armor on. I forgot to put it on. No, once you put the armor on, it's on. That's that assurance that we were talking about at the beginning in prayer. The assurance in prayer that I have put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Elise, I saw you there. Would you like to have words?
Amen. I just thank the Lord for being here. And I wanted to be on last week, but we found a wonderful church home, and my husband wanted to go to Bible study. So I didn't get on. And this morning, I fell asleep for the prayer line. So praise the Lord. I was fighting sleep to get on this afternoon, but I said, I'm getting on. I had been reading my Bible, and I said, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, wake me up at the time if I fall. So I'm thankful.
Praise God. I'm so happy that you're here, Sister Elish.
Amen.
Is there anyone else here? That I sometimes I'm not looking at the screen, so praise God. Hallelujah. But all you that are here that maybe not want to have words, I still want to thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. At Authority Grace, I thank God for you. Amen. I thank you for your prayers. I know you all are praying for me to stand tall in the mighty name of Jesus, because you know that this is something that I really, really want to do. I'm a prophet to the nation, and I want to be found doing what God have called me to do in this hour. Amen. I'm his woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. His word is true. His word is everlasting to everlasting. And I can truly say that if you have a relationship with Christ Jesus, it is second to none. Amen. Amen. And when you begin to pray and begin to allow God to use you mightily, even in your prayer closet. Some have prayer closets, prayer rooms. Some people pray in their car. I know that's a good place when you go to the park, you find a nice tree, and you just begin to pray and seek God. And then it's easier to be quiet and then allow him to speak. Amen. And by faith, you know that he's speaking. You know that it's him. Amen. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the love of God. You know, I praise God for his love. And I thank God that he loves us. And he teaches us how to love. If you embrace him and say, Lord, I want to love like you do, he will teach you to love him. He will teach you to love others the way he loves. You know, because as I mentioned earlier, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so when the love of God is shared abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, see, you begin to love people the way God does. Amen. And it comes with an understanding. Amen. True love, one from another, if you have the love of God, that's the true love. Okay. And you can love others the way the Lord does. Amen. My prayer is, I said, Lord, you know, send me someone that you can love them through me and I can love them through, you can love them through me, vice versa, you know, and the way it'll go around in that circle. Amen. And so I'm just excited about what God is doing here. And the Holy Spirit having a relationship with Him causes the love, amen, to just flow. It's a divine feeling. We were talking about this morning in our morning conference, because we have a morning conference on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we were talking about this love, how it just is generated by the Holy Ghost. And it's a love that you can't experience with the natural mind. Amen. You can't experience the love with the natural mind. You have to experience it by the Holy Ghost. And the way you get that is having that relationship with Christ Jesus through prayer and supplication. Amen. And so we were talking about this love this morning, about how that, when two people have the love of God shared abroad in their heart, and then when they love one another, that love is different. It's unconditional, and it's second to none. None can match this awesomeness that takes place with the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I thank the Lord again for being here. I thank the Lord for another opportunity to stand and deliver. Amen. And I hope again that this word has blessed someone today. Amen. And again, know that I am here to enlighten you, to stir up the gift in you, amen, by the Holy Ghost. Not by me, because he said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another opportunity to serve you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. Amen. And again, if you would like to share your thoughts, comments, you can send your thoughts and comments to P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. All right, I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour, as I was stating about the faith. That faith assurance, faith enjoying. The assurance of faith is where I have had so much experience with the faith. And the assurance of faith, I've had to stand and believe God when there was no one else around and nothing else around. And all I could do is just stand on the word of God and say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this situation. Amen. And if there's anyone that needs prayer today, we have a few minutes if you want to call in. And I tell you, I got to remember that number for you to call in. I think it's, let me see. But I want you to call in, and I want to agree with you in prayer, and so that we can know that God is truly faithful, and He will do that what you are requesting. Amen. He will do it for you without a doubt. He will bring you through it in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you want to want me to pray with you right now, you can call 888 627-6008. Again, that's 888 627-6008. And there's enough of us on this line, and we will believe with you. He said, where there are two or more gathered together, we will stand with you. And he's in the midst. And we're believing God for you. Amen. For your household salvation. Amen. There's none like him. None can match his awesome power. Amen. Thank you so much for your call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. 1-800-273-0008. And you can give us your prayer requests, and we're going to believe God with you that the love of God will be shared abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And his love is everlasting to everlasting. Amen. And it's like standing on that faith, you know, the faith of God. God's faith is really good. Amen. His faith is real. And his faith is unmeasurable. He gave it to us, upbraideth not. His grace is sufficient for us. Amen. His grace is sufficient. And we spoke on this before about his grace being sufficient. I mean, it doesn't run out. It's never insufficient. You're never bankrupt. Grace never leaves you bankrupt. Grace gives you the authority to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. His grace is sufficient. It carries us. It gives us the authority. Amen. His grace gives us the abundance. Amen. We can call abundance in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His grace. We love God. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient for us. There's nothing missing and nothing broken in our lives when we're standing on the word of God. Amen. His grace for us. Honor. Amen. His grace causes things, the impossible to be possible. Amen. His grace. He gives it to us for inheritance. Amen. His grace. Hallelujah. We have grace to pray. Amen. Grace for justification. Amen. His grace. It is sufficient for us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about God's grace. Amen. That's that great grace. It's great grace. Amen. He said, I give you grace for the impossible, and that makes it possible. But you have to believe, amen? You have to have the faith to believe, that assurance. What we talked spoke about early on, the assurance, knowing that without a shadow of a doubt, God's here. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus left, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He left us what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. He told us, he said, greater works shall ye do. But I have to go. Amen. So that where I am, so shall ye be also. Glory to God. So I thank God for the grace for impossible things to be possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given us grace for inheritance. Glory to God. And do you have the faith to believe that God's grace is sufficient for us? Do you have the faith to believe that he has given us great grace? Amen. Great grace. I have that assurance. Do you have that assurance? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I see Sister Joan has joined us. Hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Joan. Would you like to have words? We're talking about our faith today. The assurance of faith in his great grace. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God. She might be on mute. But we just praise God for her. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to pray. And we're just going to believe God, hallelujah, for those listeners that are out there and those that want to have the assurance of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Knowing, hallelujah, that his grace is sufficient for you. And you no longer have to feel alone. You no longer have to feel downtrodden in the name of Jesus, because you're going to have a prayer line. You're going to begin to pray and seek God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every listener that is out there in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that your grace is sufficient for them. We thank you that they will begin to experience your great grace, Father God, that they will begin to call upon you and they will begin to read your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will see the miracles of God taking place in their lives by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you for those that are believing for healing right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your great grace. You've given us grace to be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes. And for it never to return again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you will meet the need of every life that's represented on this broadcast tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Those that are in Indiana, there's someone in Indiana believing God for a miracle. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. His grace is sufficient for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And if you would lift up your holy hands, hallelujah, and trust him and never doubt, he's bringing you through it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, the word said that he will give it to you upbraid if not. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. That is your assurance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are healed today, this day, this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, how he's doing it for you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And once it's done. You no longer have to speak on it unless you're saying, God did it. God did it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are the heal in every area of your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have that assurance. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your mighty name, Jesus. We love you and we praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's so many prayer requests in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We praise you that you're meeting the need of your people, Lord. Hallelujah. That son that's missing, that son that the mother hasn't seen him in months. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. That son is coming home. He's coming home. In the name of Jesus, he's coming home and he's coming home sober. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you could finish the work. Hallelujah. That you were doing with him before he dismissed himself. He's coming home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's making a U-turn and he's coming back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And when he comes back, Mama, receive him. In the name of Jesus. With no reprimand. No reprimand. Just receive him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around him. And let him know that you love him. With the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not another sleepless night in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I speak peace. I speak peace to your household. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a man with his hands lifted. Hallelujah. And he's seeking God. Hallelujah. The only way he knows how, with lifted hands. And I thank you, Father God, that you're receiving him now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Father God, that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in his life. In the name of Jesus. Every need is being met in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is turning around all that negativity that's around. God is turning it around. Hopelessness, God is turning it around. That assignment is canceled today, this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are in the sound of my voice by the Holy Ghost, I speak it into existence that you are free to live your life as God has called you to live it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are forgiven. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love on your brothers. Love on your sisters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The peace of God is being shared abroad by the Holy Ghost in your lives today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing virtue. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing homes, like the whole household is being healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He hears you crying out. He hears you crying out, and he receives you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Know that you have been accepted into the beloved. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, go and sin no more. Ha ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Again, that phone number is 888-627-6008. You can call and give your testimony. You can call for a prayer request. We're believing God for you right now in the name of Jesus. And also, if you don't get to call during this broadcast, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can call in to 424-284-5500, and we'll be glad to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, that number is 424-284-5500. That's a prayer conference line, and we'll be glad to pray with you on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you. We thank you that you show up to hear a word from God, to be encouraged. Amen. To know that God loves you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And the Lord sent his son who knew no sin for us. And the same spirit that raised him from the dead, it is the same spirit that quickens our mortal body today. Amen. Come on, somebody. Believe God. Believe him. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I also want to make the announcement one more time for Styles, Hairstyles by Jay. She's in Ontario, California. And her number is 909-678-0087. And truly, she is an anointed woman of God that does hair. She can do haircuts and all types of styles. And I tell you, she is a phenomenal woman with her hands. God works miracles through her hands. She weaves hair on bald heads. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, her name is Jay. And she's at 909-678-0087 in Ontario, California. So if you're anywhere near the California area, anywhere in that vicinity, stop by. Give her a call. She's at Classic Touch Hairstyles by Jay. And she sponsors Authority Grace. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Elise, Sister Joan.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you all like to speak?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, our God is a supernatural God, and He wants us to walk and live in the supernatural. And the enemy wants to keep us in the natural. But we got to press through that word of God, through Jesus Christ, and let those miracles take place in our life. Whatever the devil say no, God already said yes. But the yes come when you speak it out, when you believe it, and when you give it to God. God, I believe your word. And I thank God for the miracles that He wrought it in my life, just striving to know God in my early age. Hallelujah. And I had so many issues, but God answers prayer. He's a faithful God, and I thank God how He's bringing me through. Because 3 months ago, I couldn't even pray. I was just leaning on the prayers that I had prayed. And I haven't started my radiation yet, but I'm getting close to it. They had to send my records and everything. But I just thank God, and I want you all to lift my husband up. He's saved, and he had the Holy Ghost, but he have not learned how to cut loose a lot of things and get into that worship with the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm standing because God gave a prophet the word that we would be a light, and I'm believing God for that light. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
I believe if you're going to get in Jesus, get all the way in. Don't be straddling the fence. Don't be trying to hold on to this world system. And I always used to say in my younger age, the devil was mean to me. And when I got saved, I didn't look back. Didn't want to look back. I've been leveled to the ground at times, but I tell you what, I kept pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I thank God for Demetrius. She's one of my daughters. God put in my life, in my early life, when I was a baby Christian. And God is good. I'm praying for this radio program, and that God would strengthen her with might in her inner man, cause her to rise up, and bring forth that word and bring deliverance to women. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Elise. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that. Because, you know, that is my endeavor. God called me before he placed me in my mother's womb, in my mother's belly. He ordained me a prophet to the nation. And he called me to be that woman of God. Amen. And I strive to be that. Amen. I have a prayer life that's second to none. Amen. I stand on the word of God. I trust him and I believe him. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, it's not easy being who God have called you to be. You know, you're right. You do get downtrodden. You do get low to the ground. But I guarantee you, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will pull you up. He'll lift you up. You want to be kept, he'll keep you. Amen.
Amen.
And I know that God is keeping me. Amen. Because I love to pray. I've always loved to pray for people. I've always loved to see the move of God take place in people's lives. And one day on this broadcast, I'm going to give the testimony about how there was a young man that had no kidney in his body, and I didn't know it. Amen. He had one functioning kidney, and the other side he was born without. And his mother had never shared that with me. And she came to my ministry one day, and her and I were talking, and all of a sudden, the move of God took place. Amen. So I will give that testimony one day. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to speak it out so the world can know, hallelujah, that Jesus is real.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I mean Jesus all the way. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. And authority grace is here.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. For those that
Thank
need to
you,
hear
Jesus.
A word from God, they need the gift stirred up in them by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm here. Praise God.
Thank
Glory
you,
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Father
you.
God.
Thank you.
He's a mighty God. And I tell you, I praise God. And until we meet again, praise God. Every other Wednesday, we're here. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.